You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forteau travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau. This year, we are doing something new. We're going to talk about the top rock albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. These short, bite-sized episodes should be perfect for a quick listen and, who knows, just might spur your interest in checking out some new tunes. Ah, the start of the 1980s. There were a lot of firsts. Top pop culture aside, from big hair, shoulder pads, and Devo. Up first, the Pennsylvania lottery was rigged by six men, including the host of the live TV drawing, Nick Perry. The killer clown, John Wayne Gacy Jr., sentenced to death for the murder of 33 boys and young men between 1972 and 1978. And Mark David Chapman shot and killed former Beatles member John Lennon outside Lennon's residence at the Dakota in New York City. The price of a loaf of bread in 1980 was 50 cents. Price of a gallon of gas in 1980 was $1.22. And an Etch-a-Sketch went for $4.97. And since we have mentioned it several times before, the cost of a Super Bowl ad in 1980 was $222,000. Also, Whole Foods was founded in Austin, Texas. CNN began broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, and outer space changed as we knew it with the launch of the Voyager 1 probe, confirming the existence of Janus, a moon of Saturn. Quotes for 1980. "Surely you can't be serious," says Stryker. Rumnak replies, "I am serious, and don't call me Shirley." Robert Hayes and Leslie Nielsen in Airplane. "No, I am your father." Not Luke. "I am your father." Darth Vader to a surprised Luke Skywalker. Let's jump into the top rock album of the year. It's 1980. AC/DC is back in black. There were high hopes for Brian Johnson, who came on board AC/DC after the death of Bon Scott. But did anyone expect that his arrival would signify one of the biggest selling albums in rock history? With the help of producer Mutt Lange, AC/DC crafted a timeless rock album filled with rock staples. There's the iconic guitar work on Back in Black, the undeniable sing-along quality of You Shook Me All Night Long, the dark and foreboding Hell's Bells, and the anthemic Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. Even deeper cuts like Giving the Dog a Bone, Shoot to Thrill, and Have a Drink on Me have all become favorites over the years. In 1980, no other album could touch this AC/DC classic. A little tidbit, you guys. This was one of the first cassette tapes I ever popped into my very first car. So guys, what do you think? Do you like this series? Let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast and do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Thursdays as we will do the same format for the top metal albums too. And there's one last bit of trivia. Tim Berners-Lee began his work on Enquire, the system that will eventually lead to his creation of the World Wide Web in 1990. On that note, we'd love your support for our show. Please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you'll get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau for First Paw Media. See you next time.